Good morning, everyone. This is Denny Heflin here in Audubon with this week's USDA report. Well, the acreage certification deadline of June 30th has come and gone, and we got just about everybody certified. But today, now I can announce and let everyone know that RMA, Risk Management, and Farm Service Agency have determined many new mutually agreeable crop reporting deadlines. So these deadlines are going to be changing, and that includes the 2012 crop that we just supposedly got done certifying. July 15th is now the new acreage reporting date for the 2012 and subsequent crop year. So if you have not gotten your crops reported, including the CRP, you still have till July 15th. Give your county FSA office a call and set up a time and get in there and get that done. The exception to this July 15th date for future years is for fall-seeded crops such as barley, wheat, or rye, even alfalfa, that is intended to be mechanically harvested or grazed in 2013. These crops will need to be reported to FSA by this coming December 15th, 2012. You cannot begin to provide these reports to us yet because we don't have the software, but sometime around the 1st of October, you should be able to file your fall 4-H reports with FSA. 4-H acres which will be left standing, such as like your headlands, etc., as far as we know right now, do not have to be reported this fall. Again, if you're going to be making value out of those acres through mechanical harvesting or grazing, a new reporting deadline for those 4-H's is December 15th. So if you're not confused, well, we'll see you in here. But if you are, you may want to call your FSA office and say, what did he try to say here this morning? Second item today is remember that our monthly online newsletters are available at the Iowa homepage website of www.fsa.gov.iowa, and you can just click on that home link then, and on the left side you can click on the newsletter link. In Audubon, we are accepting applications to fill a permanent program position here at the FSA office. This is a career job opportunity. The individual selected will be responsible for carrying out general office activities and technical functions pertaining to our FSA-administered programs. Applicants should possess excellent human relations skills as well as strong clerical and computer skills, and a general knowledge of agriculture practices would be beneficial. The full announcement with the mandatory application requirements can be obtained online at www.usajobs.gov. And if you have questions about this, just give myself a call here in the office at 712-563-4261. Extension 2 will get you to the office, or extension 100 to get you directly to my phone. The final date to submit an application is July 9th. USDA is an equal opportunity employer, and this position is open to all interested applicants. Remember, Monday, July 9th is the final date to submit that application online for this program technician position. Also, I want to remind producers that are in the Lincoln, Cameron, Biola, and Melville Townships, or LAA 3, that there'll be a county committee nomination and election there this year. To be eligible, a person must participate in programs administered by FSA, be eligible to vote, and reside in that local administrative area, one of those four townships. Producers may nominate themselves or others, as well as organizations representing minorities or women are encouraged to nominate candidates. An eligible individual must sign the nomination form, or FSA 669A, and return it to the Audubon office by August 1st. The form and other information about FSA County Committee elections is available at the office, or you can go online at our website. They are available in both English and Spanish, and the elections will take place this fall, with ballots being mailed out to producers in November. In summary, for this week, the information that I discussed today, you can always get clarification or more information about our programs by contacting your local FSA office. In Audubon, that number is 712-563-4261, extension 2, or Atlantic, 712-243-1377, extension 2. For today, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Have a great week, and thank you for listening.